This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a great organization that we're going to find out more information about, and that's Tunnels to Towers. And I'm happy to have on the show with me to talk a little bit more about it, Tony Cruz, who is a volunteer event director and retired firefighter. Tony, welcome.
Yes, thanks for having me. My pleasure.
It's good to have you with us. First off, for those who may not be familiar with the organization, describe to us what Tunnels to Towers is all about, Tony.
Tunnels to Towers is an organization that was born after 9/11. It's based on the life of firefighter Steven Siller, who was a firefighter in New York Squad 1, and they're actually based out of Brooklyn. And the morning of 9/11, which we're celebrating, or I don't know if we can say celebrating, but we're honoring the 25th anniversary this year. Yeah. That morning, Steven had actually gotten off of work and was headed to go meet his brothers to play golf. And he heard what was going on the radio, so he called his wife and he said, "Hey, Sally, let the guys know I'm going to have to meet up with them later. Something big's going on in the city. I'm going to go back and see if the guys need any help." Well, he went back to his station. His company had already been dispatched to come into Manhattan, so they were gone. But Steven, being who he was, he grabbed his gear and threw it in his personal vehicle and started heading towards Manhattan. Except when he came to the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel, the tunnel was already stopped. No traffic was being allowed to go into Manhattan. Steven was born to be a hero. So he grabbed all his gear, he put it on, and he ran through the tunnel, through lower Manhattan, up to the base of the World Trade Center, where he met up with his squad, just a little over 3 miles, like what we'd consider a 5K nowadays.
Sure, yeah.
And unfortunately, Steven was lost when the towers came down, along with several members of his company.
Mm-hmm.
But his family said, you know what, there's no way we're going to let our baby brother's death be a negative thing. You know, they felt like if we let this go unanswered, then the terrorists win.
Yeah.
So they started this organization, and realizing that this was kind of the big kickoff for the war on terror, so they decided that they wanted to raise funds to help out not only first responders, military and police officers, they wanted to help police officers, firefighters, as well as the military. You know, so many young men and women were coming home, horrible injuries,
mm-hmm.
you know, after going to the Middle East and fighting the war on terror over there. So they started a smart home program for our most catastrophically wounded veterans. You know, double, triple, quadruple amputees. Obviously, they need some special things in their homes to make it more livable for them, to make it more convenient. And the way, you know, Steven's family saw it is these soldiers gave up a lot of their freedom and independence to protect ours.
Yeah.
So we want to give it back. So we design homes based on their needs, whether it's, you know, a hoist just to get in the shower because unfortunately, some of them don't have legs, you know,
and
who doesn't want to shower in private, you know,
exactly.
So they have hoists in there. One gentleman I was fortunate enough to meet, he said, you know, the only thing I really want, he says, I want to be able to get my own glass of water, but I can't reach the cupboards. Well, his house now has this cool thing where he can push a button and the cupboards come down to where he can reach them from his wheelchair.
How cool is that?
So, you know, little things like that, you know, obviously, you know, wider doors for wheelchair access and things like that. Whatever that veteran and whatever that hero needs to be able to live their life a little more independently, we build these homes for them. And I'm very proud to say we've actually built 5 such homes right here in Michigan, all over the state, through the foundation. We also have another program. We call it our Fallen Heroes program, and that's for firefighters and police officers killed in the line of duty. If they leave behind a young family, you know, let's face it, the biggest bill we pay every month is our mortgage.
That's for sure.
You know, and we know that that hero is going to work every day to pay that mortgage.
Yeah.
So we as a foundation, we step in and we say, hey, we know they were doing this for you. We're going to pay off that mortgage for that family.
Nice.
And we have done 9 mortgage payoffs here in the state of Michigan, all over the state, as far up as the UP even. And then we also do the same thing, or are very similar, for our Gold Star families. You know, unfortunately, some of our soldiers don't make it home.
Yeah.
And they do leave behind a young family. So we make sure that they have adequate housing, and we get them into housing cost-free to them, and take care of them that way.
That's amazing that you're able to do that, Tony.
You know,
as a foundation.
Yeah, yeah, it's, yeah, we've had so much support all over the country, actually all over the world. Our military bases overseas even hold fundraiser 5Ks for us, which is kind of cool. And we have a friend, Vince, who's in Europe. He also does an event over there. So we can actually say we're worldwide now.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, exactly.
One of my favorite programs that I like to brag about, because it's something newer that we're doing. We started this a couple of years ago, and it's what we call a homeless veterans village.
Oh, yeah.
And what this is it's a place where not only can a veteran have a roof over their head, but, you know, if they need substance abuse counseling, if they need some mental health work, you know, maybe some clothing, some job skills training, they're going to be able to get all of this within these little communities that we're building. And we're building one right here in the Detroit area. And having worked in the Detroit area, I definitely have seen the need out there with our homeless veterans. So I'm really excited to be able to be a part of that and help bring that. Right now we have 13 either running or in progress all around the country. And we're hoping for 60 total.
Wow. These homeless veterans villages that you're talking about,
yes,
correct?
Yes. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty exciting thing for us to be able to do that. You know, there's so many red tapes and lines to cross in the system. And I tell people all the time, as a firefighter of 25 years, I didn't have coworkers. I had family.
Yes, I can imagine.
The men and women that I was privileged to serve with, they were my brothers and sisters.
Sure.
You know, so this is just a way of taking care of my family.
Yeah.
And proud to do it right here in Michigan. I myself am based out of the Jackson area. We have a lot of events out in the Jackson area. Now we're starting to branch out more. And hoping to bring some more people in, maybe bring them to Jackson or bring an event to different areas. We'd love to do that as well.
Maybe something in Adrian at some point.
That would be great, yeah. We actually had we had a 5K just a couple weekends ago, and there was a couple of young ladies there that were running with Adrian College t-shirts on. So I imagine they were representing the school.
Sure. Yeah, that's kind of neat too. So you are able to do what you're doing through the donations to the foundation, right, Tony?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we, with our events in Jackson, we've been very blessed to have, you know, wonderful corporate sponsors, great attendance at our events and things like that. But we also have, it's kind of neat, and this is one of the things that I do. If someone were to go to t2t.org, that's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T again. We have a $11 a month program. You can sign up. It just automatically withdraws, you know, out of your account. I mean, most of us, we won't miss $11.
Yeah.
You know, and we live in a pretty good society to where, hey, $11 came out of my, oh, that's right. It went to take care of the people that are taking care of us.
Yeah.
You know.
And the thing is that we want to make sure that those first responders, they're always are there. But then when unfortunate things do happen, we want to make sure that they're taken care of.
Absolutely. I mean,
and veterans, I should say, first responders and veterans.
You know, and their families as well.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, I, having been in the service as long as I was, I never really paid attention to it because I was the guy doing it. But now that my children are grown and I'm able to talk to them about things and, you know, they express the worry and things like that, that it takes, you know, being the family member of a first responder. Even my parents, we've talked about it to where my mom says, yeah, you were in your 40s and I was still scared to death for you.
Yeah.
You know, she goes, I thought that was going to stop once you graduated high school. But, you know, so it takes a lot for the families as well. So to be able to take care of them and you know, just do some good.
Yeah, exactly. that's a great way to be able to find out more is going to t2t.org, right, Tony?
Absolutely. You can see the work that we're doing all over the country. You can learn about our various programs. You can learn about Stephen and his family. What a wonderful guy he must have been. I've had the privilege of meeting several of his family members, a couple of his children. What a great group of people. And to just, the whole family is really dedicated to this foundation. And that, you know, we run this foundation, and it's something we're very proud of. 96 cents of every dollar that gets donated goes into our programs. I don't get a single penny for doing this. My co-director, Jan Ganzel, he doesn't get a single penny for doing this. We do it out of passion and the love. You know, we try to remember 9/11. Mm-hmm. You know, and Jan and I were both firefighters, so certainly that was important to us. But more importantly, we remember 9/12, 9/13, the days following, where everybody was proud to be an American.
Yes.
You know, we were so kind to one another. We would even talk to strangers at gas stations and hold doors open for each other, you know. We didn't care who you voted for or what side of the aisle you were on, what color your skin was. We just knew that you were an American, and we were happy to have you and honored to know you.
That's right.
You know, so we try to bring that spirit back at our events and remind people, you know, we made a promise 25 years ago to never forget. I encourage people to never forget those days as well.
So true, and a good point that you bring up, Tony, as well. Because of the fact, I do remember when we went through that and that feeling we had those days afterwards, too, that you mentioned about that we were so proud to be Americans, and then everybody came together as one.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, prior to that, we might have had differences, but you know what? We met in the middle, and we did what we had to do. I have the opportunity every fall to visit New York and to see the way that New York has come back from such a tragic event, you know, and to be able to go to where the Twin Towers once stood and see businesses thriving in that area and, you know, hear the street musicians playing, you know, happy music and just see the town hustling and bustling, you know, and knowing that I travel all over the state talking about this place when it was a cloud of dust and rubble, and man, they have come back. The resilience of New York City, my hat's off to them. And they did it because they were Americans, and that's what we do. We come together. We make things work. And I loved that back then. I wish we could do more of it now. So I try to, when we do our events and when we get opportunities to come out and meet people like yourself and talk, I try to encourage people, remember those days. And if you're not old enough to remember, talk to somebody that is. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you, because I think you won't find anyone that can tell you it was a horrible time.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you, no, life was really good back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess I'm secretly hoping we get back to that.
Well, again, can we look forward to more events that are going to be coming up?
Absolutely. This fall, with it being the 25th anniversary, we're going to have a big memorial in Jackson at the world-famous Cascades Park.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We will be reading the names of all 2,977 lost on that day, and then following that with a memorial service. It's quite great. The folks at the Jackson Parks Department, they light up the falls in red, white, and blue for us. They have a wonderful music show that they do for us. All to just come together as a community, remember, and honor.
That's right. That's for sure. And if you'd like to find out more, and with what you've been telling us, Tony, if people are moved to want to be able to help out, how can they do that again?
Absolutely. They can go to t2t.org.
That's or the T2T. T.
Yes.
.org.
Yep. You can find out about all of our nationwide events. If you want a little more closer to home feel, you can find us on Facebook with Tunnel to Towers, Jackson, Michigan. We also have a group in Jackson, in Mississippi. So make sure you're looking for the Michigan one.
The Michigan one, yes.
We were good until they came on board a couple of years ago, so now we have to throw out that disclaimer.
Yeah.
We're the ones in Michigan.
Right.
But we're always posting about events. From time to time, you'll see some stuff that we're doing, maybe some things happening in the first responder community. some other, you know, we love to partner with other charities and, you know, support them and the things they do, because I learned a long time ago that everything's easier with teamwork.
You're not again.
You know, and yeah. We can all make our community better. You know, maybe Tunnel to Towers isn't the thing for you, but you have something that you really want to support. You know, check us out. We might be into the same thing. You know,
yeah.
We try to support some cancer organizations and some other charities around the way. So, you know, we're always posting information there. So find us on Facebook, too. You know, follow us, send us a hello. We love hearing from people. We love to meet new people. That's really why I do this. I'm a people person, so.
I can feel that. And talking with you, Tony, you know, definitely you're a people person. You're very easy to get to know and talk to. So
well,
I appreciate that a lot, too. And Tony, I appreciate you being on the program as well to talk a little bit more about Tunnels to Towers and the foundation and organization itself. And, you know, hopefully get more people to be learning more about the foundation and maybe wanting to help out, and of course to follow on what you're doing, especially with what's going to be coming up this fall in Jackson too.
Yeah, like I said, we all made that promise, and I'm here to hold you to it.
Okay. My guest has been Tony Cruz, volunteer event director and retired firefighter with Tunnels to Towers, here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.